Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. We often recognize people in our lives who carry extra baggage. It is if they are burdened with invisible loads that neither they nor we can see. As Christians, we often talk about the burden of sin. It really is the burden of being separated from our loving God and Father. The Bible teaches that our heart is evil and that we have separated ourselves from God through sin. You can think of sin as being the monkey on our back. It holds on to us and we are limited by its weight and conniving. We cannot accomplish the desires of our heart because of its intervention into our daily living. It keeps us separated from one another and from God Himself. Call that monkey the burdens of life. The good news of the Bible is that we need not go on with this extra baggage. There is a way to become free. The way is Jesus Christ. He is the door to a new way of living which makes us right with God and with our fellow human beings. Here's how the letter to the Colossians explains it. Colossians 1:21-27. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can see the central question pretty easily. How can we be reconciled to God? The big idea is really big. It is a mystery how God has accomplished it, but he has. In the Greek language, the language in which the New Testament of the Bible was written, it means something a little different from our word mystery. In the Bible, a mystery is something that we will fully know, something that is being revealed a little bit at a time. We have the whole thing, and we are discovering its whole meaning in little bits. The mystery being revealed is the love of God through the Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a careful look at this text. Before Jesus Christ, we were God's enemies. We were wicked. Literally, we were hard-pressed to do good. We did evil, and we were blind to what we were doing. We did bad things, and we didn't even know it. Our activities, our evil actions, alienated us from our Heavenly Father. In human terms, we wouldn't even talk to our Heavenly Father. It was our mindset, just bad. Colossians explains, you once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. God changed all that. Now recognize our situation. There was nothing we could do. Our mind was made up to live like this because we could think of nothing else. Here's the good part. God took the initiative to restore us to fellowship with him. The Bible says that he reconciled us. He did it by using a body of flesh and blood just like ours. He did it by dying. But in dying, he made us acceptable to God. He made us holy and blameless above any reproach at all. The body he took on was the body we know as Jesus Christ. Colossians explains, He has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. We have it made because of Christ. Paul writes, We are fine with God if indeed you continue in the faith grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven. That is, when we hear the good news of Jesus and when we come to him in simple faith, we are made into new creatures in terms of our relationship with God. This relationship is tied to the church. The Bible talks about Christ suffering for the church, for all those people who are restored to fellowship with God, who are united together. Their fellowship is in the church. We call it the body of Christ. Christ suffered for this body of believers, but each believer may suffer for the rest as well. Paul tells us that he himself has suffered for the Colossians, the people to whom this letter is directed. Paul explains it like this, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of his body which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. The word of God is really explained in the last two verses of this reading for today. This is where that mystery thing gets explained. There was a time when we could not understand what God was doing. God's activity after the Garden of Eden has been hidden for ages. But get this now. God's activity in Jesus Christ is being revealed to the world through the people God has called into the fellowship of the church. Not only has God revealed to these special people what he is doing in the world through Jesus Christ, but God is revealing his loving kindness to all those who were outside the family from which Jesus Christ came, the people called the Gentiles. God's word can be revealed now because people can understand. Jesus Christ, God made flesh, actually indwells human beings. Their minds are open to what was previously closed because Christ is there, opening understanding. The letter to the Colossians explains, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Here's the bottom line, my friends. You and I were lost in sin, separated from God and from one another. It was the result of our own choice. Our forebearers, Adam and Eve, made that choice, and it has been preserved in human DNA to the present time. We had no way out. God took on human form in the person Jesus Christ. He shared our DNA, but he also shared the full nature of God in his body. He played hardball with the world. In fact, the prince of this world, the being we call Satan, thought he had destroyed God's answer for our sin when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. What a surprise for Satan when Jesus arose from the grave having paid the price of sin, not only for you and me, but for the whole human race. The old hymn says it like this, Jesus paid it all. The Bible tells us that Jesus not only arose from the grave, but that he ascended to heaven to prepare a place for all those who seek to be saved through the work of this Messiah, this Jesus Christ. The Bible explains that there is salvation in no one else. There is no way to understand this without Jesus. When we come to the Lord Jesus, aware of our sin and aware of his work on the cross and dying for our sin, we can understand God's love. God takes us into that fellowship of saved people who understand God's plan and receive it into their lives. Think about this letter to the Colossians and who wrote this letter with the help of the Holy Spirit. It was Paul. God's love was a mystery. Paul was so opposed to the work of Christ that he actually went around persecuting the early Christians. He threw many into jail and may have been responsible for much suffering and even death. Jesus Christ confronted Paul with the facts, with the reality that he, Jesus Christ, was God's own Savior for the world. Christ straightened out his mind so that Paul could understand what Jesus Christ had done for us. The mystery was revealed. This letter was written about 60 AD, less than 30 years after the triumph of Jesus Christ in the resurrection and ascension. Paul has had years to understand the slowly emerging mystery. He does understand. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you have that hope? The Spirit of Jesus? We call him the Holy Spirit. He wants you to know the mystery of Jesus Christ. When you look at your life, have you got things together? Or is there this nagging burden with your soul that things are not right with you and God? The Bible tells us that God implores us, turn around to God. Don't turn from him, turn to him. Turn to God and ask him in Jesus' name to forgive you for avoiding him. God will give you peace if you seek him because of Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ shed on Calvary covers sin. Ask Jesus to cover your sin and bring you into a church fellowship to know him better. He is the hope of glory. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.